Africa's Ebola crisis.
The situation is definitely not under control.
Concern about a surgical device.
Doctors told not to use it and send it back.
Reservists get the call in the Gaza war.
The Israelis are pushing very, very hard.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Almighty. A vigil at a church in Charlotte for the two Americans battling the Ebola virus in West Africa.
We're praying for God's specific mercy upon you to heal you and to deliver you from this diabolical virus.
The doctor and an aid worker are improving, but the crisis is getting worse. The Peace Corps is pulling out hundreds of American volunteers in three countries after two were exposed to a person who later died. The world's worst Ebola outbreak's been blamed for around 700 deaths. Sierra Leone's president's just declared a public health emergency. And from South Africa, CBS's Deborah Pata says Liberia's taking new action, too.
In a desperate effort to contain the virus, the government has shut down schools and closed many borders. Talbot Nyeswa is an assistant minister of health.
Our government has declared this now as a humanitarian crisis.
Nyeswa appealed for more international aid, specifically medical staff experienced in treating Ebola.
CBS's Dr. John LaPook says U.S. health officials are watching this closely.
It's much less of a situation of danger here than it is in Africa. In Africa, it's a totally different situation. I'm really quite concerned about it, you know, that maybe we're starting to reach the tipping point in Africa.
In three central Ohio counties, the number of mumps cases is more than what was seen in the entire country last year. 469 have been reported since January. People there have been urged to get vaccinated. Also on the Health Watch this morning, a major company is telling doctors not to use one of its surgical devices. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Johnson & Johnson is recalling a medical tool because it might spread cancer. Laparoscopic power morcellators are used to cut up fibroids, masses in the uterine, so they can be removed more easily. But recent studies show there's about a 1 in 350 chance that a fibroid's actually a cancerous tumor. Cutting it up could spread disease. Morcellators are also used to perform about 50,000 hysterectomies a year. Johnson & Johnson is the largest manufacturer of the tool. It stopped making new morcellators and is asking healthcare providers to return the ones they already have.
Well, overseas, it's day 24 of the Gaza war. And Israel is taking some new action.
Israel called up another 16,000 reservists as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to destroy a network of tunnels in Gaza that can be used by Hamas gunmen for cross-border attacks. We are determined to complete this mission, Netanyahu said, with or without a ceasefire. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In Ukraine, CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us there are new developments at the Malaysia Airlines crash site.
Today marks 2 weeks since the crash, and an international team made its way to the site for the first time in a week using what it said was a new route. The Ukrainian military had put its offensive on hold for the day at the request of the UN. It later blamed rebels for continuing to fight. Here in Kiev, the parliament voted to allow armed Australian and Dutch police to protect the investigators. And a Russian aviation team is headed here with hopes of visiting the crash site.
Well, here at home, some new revelations about CIA interrogation techniques post 9/11. We're live with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
A Senate report expected this week reportedly reveals the CIA initially failed to tell then-Secretary of State Colin Powell and others about harsh interrogation methods used at secret prisons outside the U.S. Details became known after someone in the White House accidentally emailed internal talking points to an Associated Press reporter. The document says, this report tells a story of which no American is proud. Now, Steve, it's not the first apparent accidental leak by the White House. In May, it inadvertently released the name of a top CIA official in Afghanistan.
It may amount to a symbolic fight, but the House, voting along party lines, is going ahead with a plan to sue President Obama, accusing him of exceeding the bounds of his constitutional authority. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
The anti-Obama sentiment within the Republican Party is intense, and it's an election year. This particular vote and the lawsuit are designed to capitalize on that sentiment and to stoke it in order to increase Republican turnout in November.
The House plans to vote today on a $659 million immigration bill to send more resources to the southern border. The Senate's due to take final action on a VA bill. An 80-year-old passenger was killed when a small plane clipped the top of a Target store in San Diego and crashed in the parking lot. The 52-year-old pilot was seriously injured but is expected to survive. Helicopter pilot Vince Carter was in the air when it happened.
She just lifted off, and she made one transmission that she was having an issue, and then she said she lost power and she was going down, and that was it.
In Los Angeles, it might be several days before the water main that gave way the other day will be fully repaired. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
A key section of Sunset Boulevard remains shut down.
We're going to be working around the clock to make sure that we get in and out as soon as possible.
Felipe Fuentes is a member of the L.A. City Council. Officials now estimate more than 20 million gallons of water were lost when a 93-year-old water main broke. At UCLA, right next door to the water main break, around 900 cars remain trapped in two underground parking structures. Many of those cars will be total losses. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The wildfire in California's Yosemite National Park is now 10 miles from the park's giant sequoias. Several dozen homes have been threatened, too. A just-released study on painkillers raises questions about their use and misuse in this country. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
The report says the number of prescriptions for opioid painkillers like Percocet and Vicodin have increased 300% in the past decade, enough for every adult in America to have a 30-day supply. Consumer Reports' Lisa Gill says the drugs can be as addictive as heroin and have deadly side effects.
It's about 17,000 people die from unintentional use of these drugs and even sometimes intentional or even abuse of these medications.
The group says the FDA should take stronger steps to make the pain reliever market safer for consumers. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Argentina's talks with U.S. creditors collapsed at the deadline last night, and the country defaulted on its debt for the second time in 13 years. Argentina's economy minister called U.S. hedge fund creditors vultures. Restaurants may have healthier menus, but there are still plenty of over-the-top choices. CBS's Jim Shenevy digs in.
The Center for Science and the Public Interest, which once labeled Fettuccine Alfredo a heart attack on a plate, is back with its annual Extreme Eating Awards, restaurant items that really break the bank when it comes to calories and fat. This year's winner, the Monster Burger Meal from Red Robin. A double patty burger, steak fries, and shake. It comes in at more than 3,500 calories, 69 grams of saturated fat, and more than 4 days' worth of sodium. The Big Hookup Platter from Joe's Crab Shack grabs second place, followed by the Brulee French Toast at the Cheesecake Factory and Big Dave's Big Slab Spare Ribs. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Seattle's police department has reassigned an officer who wrote 80% of the city's tickets for public marijuana use the first half of the year. He added notes to some of them, calling the voter-passed legislation of recreational use silly. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.